Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Friday, the 12th of November. New South Wales recorded 286 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night and two deaths. The double dose vaccination rate is currently at 90.6% among those aged over 16. The Hunter New England Local Health District recorded 57 new cases, 16 in Midcoast, 13 in Moree Plains, 12 in Inverell, 6 in Port Stephens, 3 in Tamworth, 3 in Lake Macquarie, 2 in Newcastle, 1 in Dungog, and 1 in Maitland. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded 2 new cases, 1 in Cowra and 1 in Parkes, and the Far West Local Health District recorded 2 new cases, both of which were in Broken Hill. New South Wales Health has announced that starting from next Monday, November 15, elective surgery will start to return to full capacity in both public and private hospitals in Greater Sydney. There had been a 75% limit in order to ensure facilities were available in response to the Delta outbreak. However, due to a stabilisation in community transmission and high vaccination rates, it's been deemed safe to remove. On to Victoria, where there were 1,115 new locally acquired cases recorded to midnight last night, and 9 deaths. There are now 16,098 total active cases across the state, and the double dose vaccination rate is currently at 85% for those aged over 12. Regional Victoria recorded 128 new cases, including 20 in Geelong, 17 in Latrobe, 17 in Shepparton, and 15 in Bendigo. A full list of today's cases from across regional Victoria is available in today's COVID update article on our website. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.